Okay, let's begin. Straighten your spine. Neck long and shoulders are relaxed. Elbows are relaxed. And hands are softly on your lap. And close your physical eyes and let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight line is coming down from above your head, reaches the top, and the line is going down through the center of your head and neck, spine, reaches the base. And the line is still going down and down and down into the ground. And finally reaches the very center of our planet. So by imagining this long straight line penetrating you, our inner eye is wide open to all directions. So you are firmly grounded by this line, and all chakras are settled, and baggage, all baggage in your mind start dropping off through this line one by one. And our Mother Earth receives everything for us, and of course after that it shows us they are actually nothing. We keep heavy baggage in our minds, but now after the dropped off, and we see they are nothing. And plus, we start sensing the space around us, and our consciousness can travel freely everywhere, in front, around shoulders, back, above and beneath. We are no more prisoner of our mind, our body. Our mind is much more freer. Then stay here, then slowly bring your consciousness onto your breathing, a tiny amount of air coming in and out through your nostrils or mouth, no controlling, no judging. Even though you find that your breathing is shallow or irregular, you really have to know it's completely okay. You just observe it You are perfect. You are complete as you are. So you really have to know. So then please just observe. You can observe anything about yourself with perfectly peaceful and happy mind, because you are perfect as you are. If you stop judgment, you are perfect. As long as you continue to judge, you never, never perfect. No hope. You are perfect means you are truly helpful. Truly helpful for everyone, for all the brothers and sisters. And now slowly bring your consciousness onto God's breathing. Imagine God is in front of you, and God is giving you his breath directly. God exhales now. His breath is coming to you and entering your energy field. Is full of his breath. You sense it. All the cells, nerve lines, everything receives God's breath, and God inhales, his breath is coming out slowly with your appreciation and gratitude. God exhales his love, peace, life force coming to you. You feel it. And God inhales. So please receive your God's love by yourself a few more minutes. You can sense you are healed, you consoled, you are all cells are rejuvenated, refreshed. We love the concept of purification, and purification is actually really important, but when we think of purification, we all the time feel we have to detox. So I'm toxin, I have to detox, but you are not toxin. But there is no such a that. There's no such a bad area in you, but you have to purify your mind that you know to by accepting you are perfect. And yes, it's true, we made a lot of mistakes in our past, and we regret, and we want to repair such kind of a feeling, but the past is gone. Right now, this moment, you are perfect. You don't do anything bad, anything wrong right now, this moment. So that's why you are perfect. So you are at home, you receive God's breath. This is your home. You are here always. Come back to normal breathing and relax. Here, use your imagination and invite one particular person in front of you. And this time, please try to visualize the person as clear as possible. Whole body. So the person can be standing at in front of you, or can be sitting down in front of you and looking at you. So you and this person looking at each other. Can you do that? So if you can't visualize a person clearly, it's fine. It's fine. Be easy. Okay, now. Slowly leave your body. You step out of your body and move to front. So your mind, your consciousness is stepping out of your body. So your mind is in front of your body now, between you and that person. And then imagine your mind is approaching that person and entering the person's body and turn around and look back and look at your body. So your mind is in that person now, and from that person's body, you are looking at your body. Can you do that? You are looking at you. Only observe you. How do you look like? Don't worry, it's just the body. So just look at your body and just see how you look like. So you look like sad or tired or happy or... full of confidence or opposite, whatever. Look at you. Whatever you feel about your body, about your appearance, about your, let's say, vibration or frequencies and so on, or aura, you name it, whatever you see, this particular being is beloved spirit, Son of God, and Holy Spirit can use this personality as love, as abundance, as peace. And as a best tool to experience miracles. Wow. This body is a best tool to share miracles. I have no idea, but I like to accept it. Even though this body looks like sad, hopeless, or anxious, it's okay. No problem. Holy Spirit can use that anxiety for miracles. Holy Spirit even can use that sickness for miracles. Then now, slowly stand up and step out of that person's body and approach your body, and maybe you can hug your body. How your body react? Your body hugs you back well? Or hesitate, powerful, or powerless, feel it. And again, you know, honestly, let's feel. You know, we have no idea how Holy Spirit uses this body for miracles, as the best tool for miracles, for happiness. But what is sure, what is certain is that I love this. I love this person. So from hugging, you sit down in your body, your mind. Mind is merging, mixing to your body and come back. And you and your body is kind of one here, and look at the person again. And now, with new eyesight, look at this person. How does he or she looks like? This person shows you a lot of love towards you or not, judgmental, critical. Looks happy, unhappy. Again, Holy Spirit uses this person as the best tool for miracles. And you know this person. You are close to this person. You are the best partner to witness miracles together. So you had better be helpful. Okay, this person, through this person, Holy Spirit wants to conduct miracles. Okay, I'd like to join it. And even though this person doesn't notice it, doesn't realize it, I don't forget. I don't forget who you are. I don't forget your function. I don't forget what will happen through you. And in order to witness that, I'm here and I'll be here with you. Every encounter is holy. When we receive, accept this truth, we can accept our own holiness. And when we recognize our true identity abides in our brothers, we experience it. So tell this person, I know my true identity abides in you. Thank you for showing it to me. Thank you for sustaining my life. My light. We now know our life is between us. Love is between us. Power is between us. Holiness is between us. as long as you are here, I can't lose my happiness. Then imagine that the person is approaching closer to you, and please hug each other. In your imagination, you can stand up and hug that person and feel it, sense it. Then gradually that person's body is melting into you. And again, you are here sitting in the chair. Once more, my true identity abides in you. My true identity abides in you. This is from A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 283. I hope you guys remember this statement whole week and see everyone with this statement and see what your daily lives will be, what will be happen. Now remember the long straight line penetrating you. You are firmly grounded. So you can bring back your physical sense. Then slowly put your head down and come out of meditation, please. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I abide in you. Thank you. Thank you for accepting me. Thank you. I'm leaving this weekend. I go to San Francisco and stop by the FYP, headquarters of Course in Miracles, and then go to Japan for 3 weeks or so, and come back the end of after the Thanksgiving week. So, and meanwhile, Chris and Makiko will guide the meditation, and please continue to come. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.